You can hear Talk of the Nation every weekday afternoon from 1 until 3 here on KUAF 91.3 FM. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. If you know a young person with a desire to perform, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith's Academy of the Arts might be able to help. The after-school program accepts children from infant to high school age. There are classes in piano, voice, flute, percussion, theater, and much more. Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell is the executive director of the UA Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. She says if you walk through the halls of the academy almost any afternoon, you'll find as many as 24 different teachers leading classes and private lessons.
They all have a degree teaching experience in their particular discipline. Most of them have advanced degrees. We have people with master's and doctorates in their discipline in music, theater, and art. We hope to add dance. We have some choreography and dance in a few areas, but we don't have a dance program per se. But we have music ensembles of all types, including our choral program, our children's choirs, Academy Chorale, which is a junior high advanced choir. Then we have a new African percussion ensemble that's coming this fall. We're excited about for ages 12 through college, and that's taught by a percussionist, Dr. Josh Knight. And then we have a new flute choir, so we have quite the music ensembles, and that's both for beginning flute students and advanced flute students. Miss Jenny Hudson has her master's degree from Boston Conservatory. So, I mean, we're not talking faculty that are just starting to college. We're talking faculty that have had some experience teaching kids and have their degrees and really, really good at their craft. And so we're excited. Of course, we have all of our theater programs and then our art classes, our visual art classes. Everything is expanding at this point. And I should mention, too, we have our preschool program, which is a national curriculum, Music Garden, which is very much like Kinder Music. It's just another national curriculum that's very cost effective. And we have a nationally certified teacher in that area. And that begins with children about age one all the way through five. And then this fall, also for preschool, we are so excited to have added Suzuki strings, which pretty well completes our private instruction area. Mr. Thomas Chung Yu Chin, who teaches at the Suzuki program up here in Fayetteville, is coming and going to develop. We're launching the entire program, so we're really excited about that. And we have our theater program. We are expanding because our kids have started with us 4 or 5 years ago in grade school, and now we have all these junior high kids. So we're expanding our theater program into junior high, you know, our choir program. We're reaching some high school kids. So it's just really exciting. I'm just excited about the whole thing.
It's twofold. There are the classes, but then there are performances.
Correct. Through the academy, we have performances every semester. If you're taking private lessons, you will have the opportunity, and it's very much encouraged, not required, but very much encouraged to play in a recital at the end of the semester. We also have special performances for children in private lessons, and we have special performances for all of our ensembles. Every ensemble either tours or performs a concert at school, or both. The choir has a Christmas program that they perform and a spring concert. We intend on the flute choir and the African drum ensemble to also have a fall and a spring concert. All of those groups will go out and tour. We take day tours and go to area schools, and we take the choir on tours out of town, sometimes to the Capitol and to a variety of places. We also bus kids into the university for day shows. Our theater groups go out and tour, and then they also perform at school, and we bus in kids. Some of these outlying areas around Fort Smith, some of the schools will bus their entire school over for a day show, like for a performance, say, of Schoolhouse Rock, or this fall we have Seussical coming. And so we offer that at a reduced price so that some of these kids who might never get to come to a night an evening performance can come during the day and be bussed over. And so we do that. The performances are just abounding.
A flute choir? Is that what I think it is?
It's a flute choir. It is a group of flute students that play in a choir, and they take parts like vocalists would, you know, higher parts, lower parts, and play 3- and 4-part harmony.
Are there alto flutes, and does it go that? Okay.
No, they read different musical lines. And so, it's really neat. We intend on our flute choir and our African percussion ensemble to travel together and perform together. And we also intend on both of those ensembles performing with our choirs. And so we can get all of them going. So we're real excited about that.
There are scholarships, right? Scholarship possibilities?
That's correct. We have lots of scholarships. I shouldn't say lots. We are trying to develop more scholarships each year. Our scholarship program is called Kaleidicon, and it's a scholarship program where people can go to the website and fill out a form to apply for one. We currently give the majority of our scholarships to people who would, say, have a financial need more than talent-based. We're kind of in the process of developing a panel or a team of people that would evaluate the talent base and then award scholarships based on talent. But at this point, we're trying to reach kids. We don't ever want the Academy to become just what I'd call a social club. Mm-hmm. We want it to be for everybody, all ends of the spectrum. And so we do want to reach kids who might never have another opportunity. As I always say, talent doesn't discriminate between social classes. And so we try to reach everybody. And we have a wide variety of students that participate from one end of the spectrum to the other. We have a busing project where we do reach 50 to 75, I guess you would say, underserved students, and we have someone who funds that particular program, and so everybody does, in fact, pay tuition, but we do have private donations that fund these scholarships and this busing project. And so we encourage people who really cannot financially afford this to go to our website and fill out a Kaleidicon scholarship form, and we fund them as we have funds.
This is mid-August. This is a time when conventionally we think about back to school, that things are gearing up. Is that the way it works for the Academy?
It does.
You're gearing up?
Yes, we're gearing up. Private lessons actually start next week, and the great part about private lessons is you can basically jump in at any point. We just prorate the tuition. Private lessons and music ensembles typically run on a 15-week semester. So, in other words, during a school year, you would get 30 weeks of private music lessons or a music ensemble. That's a great fit. We purposely set it up that way so that you have very little downtime in between the semesters and that you're getting a weekly, you know, study time. So we start up with private lessons and children's choir and flute choir all start next week. You can jump into any of those activities. Private lessons, you can jump in throughout the semester, and we just prorate it. Music ensembles, you can jump in through mid-September. We take about the first 4 weeks. We audition kids and get them all settled in. And, you know, a lot of parents, they're focused right now on getting their kids back to school next week. And so then next week they'll go, I should have enrolled, in the Academy. And so, of course, that's why we give that window of time for about a month in there, and that way we're just constantly enrolling people. Then some of our other classes, our preschool classes, our art classes, acting classes, all of those sorts of things, we start in September, and those typically run on a 10 to 12 week semester with all kinds of performances, you know, at the end of that time. So, and some of those classes even meet twice a week. If you're in a theater company, you meet twice a week. Well, and the other neat thing I should say about that is when you're in these programs, you don't have to have any previous experience. You just enroll. We take you where you're at and go from there.
Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell is the Executive Director of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. You can hear more from our conversation about the Academy, including advice on how to pick the right possible arts classes or lessons for a child at our webpage, ozarksatlarge.com. For more information, including schedules and performances connected with the Academy at their website, uafortsmith.edu/academy. And any of the links we mention on the program can be found again at our webpage, OzarksAtLarge.com.